And Leo is looking at how the French press are reacting to that one.
Yeah, I'll start with Aujourd'hui en France. It's over every single front page in France this morning. They had the headline, Ciotti makes Les Républicains explode. His decision to back an alliance has caused uproar. Many Republican supporters calling Ciotti a traitor. The right have never before allied themselves with the far right. And Republican Vice President Florence Portelli said the party would fire Mr. Ciotti for suggesting such an alliance. The agreement between Eric Ciotti and the National Rally is tearing the Republicans apart. That's what Le Figaro have on their front page. The traditionally right-wing newspaper, careful not to take sides. They prefer to make instead an observation saying that the left-right divide is re-emerging in a sharper and more radical form after observing the left's unholy alliance with France Unbowed, as the paper puts it. The leader of the right has finally been persuaded to join the far right bloc. His position clearly breaks with neither Macron nor Le Pen, that line that the party have had since 2017. In his mind, the Republicans are in mortal danger, too weak to face up to the two dangerous blocs between which his party is trapped, that of the presidential camp and NUPES to the left. The left-leaning Libération have Ciotti on their front page as well. They call him a disgrace. They have this simple headline, The Shame. The paper talks of a dark date in the history of the right, accusing Eric Ciotti of taking his party heir to De Gaulle, Jacques Chirac and Nicolas Sarkozy out of the Republican arc.
Now, France, not the only country, of course, going to the polls in the next month. The UK general elections, 3 weeks away, and yesterday saw the Conservative Party reveal their manifesto. What about the British press? What are they saying then?
Yeah, that Conservative Party manifesto all over the front pages in the UK this morning. I'll start with The Telegraph, which is the only paper that has come out to endorse the Conservative Party so far. They headline on PM Rishi Sunak's promise to cut £17 billion in taxes, a promise that has been somewhat derided in The Guardian. This is their front page. They call the numbers implausible. They report that a number of think tanks have said that the figures simply don't add up. Labour accused Sunak of cosplaying Liz Truss, the former PM, of course, best known for tanking the economy. The Times, which has previously endorsed the Conservatives in past elections, have this on their front page, highlighting Rishi Sunak's caution that voting for reform may give Keir Starmer a 10-year reign. They say that the launch, which took place at the Silverstone racetrack, went fairly smoothly. Some Tories MPs, however, are questioning whether it was bold enough, as there was little new in the manifesto. Another paper that's historically backed the Conservatives is the Daily Express, and they choose to lead with their immigration policy and their ambition to deport 100,000 illegal migrants. Sunak also vowed that deportation flights to Rwanda would take off within days if the Conservatives were to remain in office. And let's go back left to finish. The Mirror, actually the only other paper aside the Telegraph who have backed a political party for these elections, and they have backed Labour, as they always do. Rishi, I don't have a dish, their headline, have a rather mocking tone as they report on the PM, saying that he grew up without Sky television, just demonstrating he knows what sacrifice is. The Mirror calls Sunak clueless, pointing out they attended one of the most privileged and expensive boarding schools in the country, and with his wife has a combined fortune of £651 million, wow. More than the King, in fact.
Such a lot of money, isn't it? Let's move away from politics now to a stunning report on children being used in the drug trade.
Yeah, it's an incredibly interesting read in The Guardian this morning, and a very difficult one as well, quite harrowing. A Guardian investigation has found that hundreds, if not thousands, of African children have been trafficked into Europe's booming cocaine trade. The phenomenon, police say, is on an industrial scale. Investigators looking into the mass recruitment of minors by cocaine networks in Belgium quickly realised that it wasn't just Belgium, it was a Europe-wide problem. Children are often told to sell a quota or risk being raped, or others are forced to have sex with adults to secure a place in a squat. One child caught by Brussels police was found to have bruises on him just 2 days later, what they call a punishment beating. Antwerp in Belgium has become the continent's main gateway for drugs coming in from South America. And I'll show you this alarming figure that's part of the article. 332, there were 332 worrying disappearances of unaccompanied minors in Brussels last year. Aside from the Belgian capital, many vanished right here in Paris last year. Police disrupted a large-scale drug network in the Barbès area that exploited Algerian children.
And we're changing gears completely now, where a controversial tax on livestock has been scrapped.
Yeah, as you can see in Le Monde this morning, New Zealand has scrapped plans for a so-called burp tax aimed at lowering greenhouse gas emissions from sheep and cattle. The country's centre-right coalition said they'll find other ways to lower methane emissions in the country. It comes after the plans to tax agricultural emissions from 2025 led to nationwide protests by farmers. They had serious beef with the government, saying that they were being picked on unfairly. Nearly half of New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions come from the country's estimated 10 million cows and 26 million sheep. In fact, there's five times the amount of sheep than there is people in the country. Then Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern argued that the tax was necessary to slow down global warming, and many argue that this is erasing her legacy as the National Party undoes many of Labour's policies. And so it's a good day for farmers in New Zealand. They'll be delighted with this move.
I was just going to say, can we move on from that one? But you stole my joke.
You're milking it now, Stuart.
I know. Did you make it up off the hoop? It's getting worse and worse and worse. Liam McGoohan with the papers on France 24. He